This is North Shore Today for Monday, March 27, 2017, brought to you by the Gloucester House Restaurant, featuring Sunday brunch from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. On this date in history in 1794, Congress authorized the construction of 6 frigates, including Old Ironsides, for the U.S. Navy. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News that Governor Charlie Baker has called upon Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll to fill a seat on the city's Housing Authority Board, prompting some concerns over conflict of interest given her elected position leading the city. Everything set in motion by the Salem Housing Authority is the product of a 5-member board, of which one member is appointed by the state, 2 cross the city mayor's desk, and the other 2 are identified by the Tenants Association and an area labor council, according to the mayor. The state-appointed seat is being vacated by Bill Luster, a past city planner director, serving as an assistant treasurer. In a letter congratulating Driscoll on the appointment, the governor wrote that her commitment to active citizenship is a tremendous asset to the community, the Commonwealth, and the complex housing challenge. But 2 concerns have come out of Driscoll's appointment to the post, prompting a review of the situation by the city's legal department. Those concerns were echoed at a recent city council meeting, which ended with the matter going to the council's Ordinances, Licenses, and Legal Affairs Committee to dig further into the issue. More on this story written by Dustin Luca in today's Salem News. This is North Shore Today.
Sunday brunch at the Gloucester House. The brunch includes Gloucester House baked haddock, grilled beef tips, fruit-filled crepes, chicken, potatoes, and much, much more. Sundays from 10 to 2, $20 for adults, $12 for children. The Gloucester House, on the water at 63 Roger Street in Gloucester. Owner Lenny Linquata.
This is the freshest seafood you can get, from our boats to your plate.
North Shore Today continues with some big political news coming out of Lynn. In fact, there are 2 political stories today. Bill Newell has the details.
Rick, first up, the race for mayor in the city of Lynn. Ending months of speculation, Senator Thomas McGee, Democrat of Lynn, will be entering the race for mayor on Monday. The item has learned. A family friend familiar with the decision of McGee called elected officials and key supporters over the weekend to tell them that he plans to pull papers in the city clerk's office today to run for mayor. Thomas Grillo writes the story on today's front page of the item. McGee confirmed his intention to run, but he declined to comment. Before his election to the Senate in 2002, McGee served 4 terms in the Massachusetts House of Representatives, where he represented West Lynn and Nahant. The race comes as the city's fiscal year 2017 and the 2018 budgets are in flux. Last week, Mayor Judith Flanagan Kennedy asked her department heads to make cuts. Some managers may have to trim up to 8.5% of their personnel budgets, a measure that could lead to layoffs. There's more on this story on today's third page of the Daily Item of Lynn. Also, some political news in the city. After serving as the city councilor for nearly a decade, Daniel Cahill will be calling it quits at the end of the year. The 38-year-old councilor, who was elected to the legislature last fall and works as an attorney, said it's time for someone new to join the 11-member panel. I love being on the council, he said, but I have 3 jobs, and that's become just a little bit too much. It's right for me to step down and focus on the legislature. It's hard to do both. Thomas Grillo writes that story on today's page 3 of the item as well. More on that story as well. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you. Dustin Luca writes in the Salem News, word of a bird has been taking off around the Garden City, that's Beverly, as several people have reported an apparent bald eagle nest that has been built in Beverly. Posts on social media about bald eagle sightings in Beverly have been piling up for a few weeks now, with many of them coming from around the Wenham Lake area in North Beverly and Wenham. Beverly resident Amy McMahon Erb, a self-described amateur photographer who just recently got into the hobby, caught a glimpse of one of the bald eagles in Central Cemetery over the weekend. More on this exciting story in today's Salem News, story written by Dustin Luca. And I'm not being facetious. I still want to see a bald eagle. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times, a growing need for teachers of English as a second language, hikes in health insurance costs, and built-in pay hikes for teachers are among the leading factors behind a proposed $1.1 million increase in next year's Gloucester Public Schools budget. School officials emphasize that the proposed $41.2 million budget for fiscal 2018, which begins July 1, carries a moderate increase of 2.79% over this year. They say it represents a spending plan that serves students, parents, school staffers, and taxpayers. More on this story written by Ray Lamont in today's Gloucester Times. This is North Shore Today.